Now, who's looking for it? Who's going to test for swine flu? When you have a flu, you have to ask the laboratory to test for what kind it is. The reports, the tests become very complex and very expensive every time you ask them for another test. So do you say swine flu? Nobody's come up with swine flu since 76. Why would they test for swine flu all of a sudden? Just like that.
I think that's a very important point that we should go over again. You're saying that when tests are done to find out about a flu,
well, not only a flu, any compound, anytime you have a sample, a biological sample, you're looking at $2,300 just right off the shot for handling something that is so-called contagious. So you've got a marker right around $2,300 on it.
Okay,
so,
so you invest $2,300.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So anything you ask for, let's say, you say, okay, check for avian flu, check for Spanish flu. Now, who's going to check for those? Why would they check for Spanish flu or swine flu? It could take months to come up to that conclusion that you need to even check for it.
So then here's
how
the question.
How do they know to check for it immediately?
Here's the layman's question then. This is the first question I'd ask. How many different things, how many different flus, whatever, are possible to check for?
Probably right in a laboratory, what they have, maybe 16,000.
Right, so here's where the statistics come in. What are the odds that someone knew to say, hey, you should check for swine flu out of 16,000?
Impossible.
That's what you're
for
saying.
Probably 6 months, 7 months, 8 months down the line.
Right, so in other words, what you're saying is the reason why they know to check for it is because they gave it to us.
Correct.
Right.
They set it up, and they're looking for it immediately. Some people got the flu, and immediately they're looking for the swine flu. Why would they immediately look for swine flu?
Mm-hmm.
There's been no awareness of the swine flu since 1976, and that was a hoax.